Welcome.
How are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm very well. How's your day been so far?
Good. Getting used to the time change and to everything. It's good.
Yeah, apologies for the weather. I've been told that you guys are in the UK at the moment on like a secret sort of like mission type thing. Do you want to explain what that's all about?
Yeah, sure. So our song is being used as the centerpiece of this 50th anniversary campaign, but we quickly found out that it was like the equivalent of Walmart here in the UK, and it's been amazing for us. They've been pushing our song so much, pushing us and supporting us as a band, and these past couple days we've been on a secret mission to come out and perform and to do a bunch of promo in line with the song and the campaign.
Yep.
Well, that's great. You guys are currently in Manchester. That's where I'm from, so I'm insanely like upset that I can't be there. So I'll just get stuck right in. How did you guys get together and started writing?
So Idan and I met about 4 years ago in New York. We were just finishing school, and I was songwriting, he was producing, and a mutual friend kind of set us up. And we just started writing together all the time, and we were writing songs for other artists, and then we wrote a batch of songs that weren't, and they sounded more like us, and we're like, just make a band, and just started playing out small gigs, and did that for, grinded for another couple, 2 or 3 years, and we're here now.
Oh, mutual friends are always a great thing. How would you guys describe your sound?
Our sound has gone through different iterations as we've developed as a band. I think finally the sound that we've settled on, that is the sound of Oh My Love. It's a big anthemic indie pop sound with catchy hooks and big drums, electric guitars, sing-along choruses.
Oh, everyone loves catchy hooks. I really like the song. What would be your musical influences, for the band?
We have a lot, because I come from like a rock Motown background. Idan comes from a jazz background, but I think in regards to with the songwriting, we're big fans of Ryan Tedder and OneRepublic. The Script are awesome. Walk the Moon, I guess, kind of bands like that have solid pop songs, but they're tinted in like an indie direction.
Now, your track "Oh My Love" is getting big over here, which is a great thing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What inspired you guys to write and record the song?
I think this one, well, we were trying to go in a more alternative direction. So Eddie and I were like, we're going to write some songs that have electric guitars, that are going to have some distortion on the vocals. And then in that setting, we were like, okay, there's a bunch of songs on the radio we had noticed at the time that they kind of just sit on one chord, and there's not a lot of harmony movement in the harmony or in the chords. So we're like, let's do a hooky rhythmic chorus that just sits on one chord the whole time. And Eddie was thinking about it. I think he was, what happened? You were driving,
Yeah, I
Eddie?
was in LA. There's nothing but traffic all the time, and I was stuck on the way to Don's apartment. And I put my recorder on my phone, and I had like this kind of like this "Hey Mickey" rhythm in my head. And then just kind of started singing the melody for the chorus, and just started singing "Oh My Love," like the just those words, but
With the claps,
yeah, with the
right?
claps, yeah. And then I went back to Don's, and I'm like, "Hey, what do you think about this?" And just
Yeah.
showed him,
And then
and
when I heard it, I was like, this is awesome. I was like, I think we were about to finish for the day, but then he showed it to me on the way out. He just sang it for me and clapped. And I was like, we need to record this right now. And then the song was like written within 2 days, I think.
Well, that's ridiculous. So with the help of Cyndi Lauper's "Hey Mickey," you created "Oh My Love." That is ridiculous. Did you guys expect it to be that popular?
We knew it was good in the morning, because we had this thing called like an ear test, because once you're working on a song in the studio for a couple hours, your ears just get kind of shot. And in the morning we just played the really, really rough demo of like verse and chorus, and I think we both texted each other. We're like, yo, this is awesome. And
But
we knew it was good, but we didn't think it was to do this.
Well, I am glad for you guys. Now, you guys released a track before. It's called "Catch a Fire." Does this mean you guys are gonna be releasing like a new EP later this year or maybe next year?
Yeah, so we're in the process of signing with a label right now.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll probably have an EP within, I'm guessing, the next month or two, and then we'll have a full-length album in the first quarter of 2016.
Well, I am so happy for you guys. Congratulations.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Now, you guys are currently in Manchester at the moment, but do you see yourselves coming back into the UK for a tour, maybe?
Definitely. I think in the not too distant future, we're going to be coming back here, because the song's really taking off the most here right now. And there's a lot of fans out there who have been, tweeting at us, requesting for us to play live. And we'd love to play out here. So it's probably going to happen within the next month or two or three. We'll have to come back and do a bunch of shows.
Amazing. Can I suggest that you guys come to the Northeast, because that's where Spark is based?
Definitely. Let's do
Let's
it.
do it.
Amazing. Great. And final question, guys. What advice would you have for anyone starting out in the music world?
I think the biggest part of advice, and it's going to sound so cliche, is you just have to like really believe in yourself and just to keep doing it. Like when people are going to say no, but also to be smart about it too.
If we could say the number of times we've written stuff and people have rejected us and then we go back to prove that they were wrong, I mean, it's absolutely bonkers. So just don't take it to heart when people tell you that you're not, you know, your music's not there yet and you get all this rejection, because really music is subjective and you just have to believe yourself, keep going, keep learning, and you'll end up finding that success.
That is perfect. Thank you so much, Eddie and Eden. I hope you have a lovely time in Manchester. Make sure you go into the Manchester Wheel as well. That's a fun place to do before you go and do a little gig.
We'll do it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.